Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze, 32 for the high today. With some snowy conditions coming in. They said by 7 this morning, that's when we're going to start to see the snow. And it is officially 8. I don't know where you guys are listening from, but is it snowing there?
Is it snowing here?
All of our windows are shut. We literally don't see sunlight, so.
This is an interesting parental confidential this morning. Katie sent us a message over the weekend. Her 15-year-old son claims he's officially in love.
Perfect.
Take a listen. Good morning, guys. I love the show. I have a dilemma as a single mom that I'm being faced with, and I gotta be honest. I'm not sure which direction just yet I'm leaning towards, so any help from you and the listeners would be really great. I have a son, barely 15, who has an online girlfriend.
Okay.
We live in Brockport. Girlfriend lives in Victor. They're on the phone a lot and have been online dating for about 2 to 3 months. Well, I guess you could say things are getting serious.
I guess so.
My son has asked numerous times to go to events with her, like church, youth groups.
Church.
Or her school's basketball games. I've been saying no because I don't know the parents or this girl he is falling in love with. I don't think he knows what love is, but trust me when I say it's just easier to play along. What is everyone's thoughts? Am I being too overprotective? I have thought about setting something up to meet the parents, but also I don't really want to invest too much since they're young and most likely they won't last as a couple.
Oh.
I don't even know what I'm worried about. Trafficking, kidnapping, all the classic scary scenarios, but part of me feels like that's overkill. How can I know when I'm being overprotective versus a concerned, safety-minded mom? Would you let him go to these events if you were in my shoes? I'm looking for honest opinions. Thank you so much.
Interesting.
First off, yes, let them meet and connect in person, especially because they've been getting to know one another for 2 to 3 months.
Right.
If you're worried about your 15-year-old son, I can only imagine how the girl's parents feel.
Right.
You know?
So, I mean, you worry about trafficking for your son. I think far-fetched, but.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay. Set up a time to meet her parents in person. Take them to a game or let them go to church, which you don't hear too many 15-year-olds interested in. And wanting to do.
Yeah.
That way, I don't know, if they go to a basketball game and you show up, you can watch them from a distance without breathing down their neck.
I think it's so funny how dating this day and age has obviously changed immensely since we were kids. I mean, you and I, different eras as well, but there was always that one girl or boy who was like, yeah, I'm dating someone from a different school. They go to a different school. And now it's so common with the use of Snapchat and Instagram, you meet people from different schools way more easily than you would back in the day.
Yeah. 585-252-9800. What are your thoughts on this, you guys? I mean, some of you have 15, 16-year-old kids, then I'm sure they have a significant other. How did you set that up? I don't see the problem with this. I think right now Katie is just getting in her own head. She's psyching herself out. And not to mention, like I said, the kid's 15-year-old, he's a boy, and I'm sure the girlfriend's parents, I mean, I don't know if they know that their daughter has a boyfriend, but if they do, I'm sure knowing that your daughter has an online boyfriend, they might be psyched out too. So why don't you guys just set up a time to meet?
Right.
Clear the air.
But like, I don't know, Does the mom have to meet the parents before the kid even meets the girl?
Only if it makes her feel that much better and gives her peace of mind. Sounds like she needs it.
Yeah, I guess. Interesting.
Let's get to some of your text messages. Who's here? Jenna, Chris, Shauna, they're all here. Jenna says, I'd let them meet up somewhere publicly and be there, but not be on top of them, just in view of them. The world is a much different place, and I would have been completely against meeting someone I met online, but things are different now.
This person says, 15, invite her over if you're that concerned. If you're too overprotective, he's going to go nuts when he finally has freedom. Good luck with that.
When you're 15 and you live in Brockport and have a girlfriend in Victor, yes, this is a long-distance relationship.
Yeah. That's very I mean, to be honest, it's very far.
That's a hike.
It's like half an hour away.
A little more. Chris says, Jess, just let them go. Don't be a helicopter mom. What's the harm in them meeting up for a drink or a youth basketball game? Well, they are 15, Chris, so.
I understand where this person's coming from about inviting her over, but I don't know if I would want my first meeting with someone, meeting them for the first time. I mean, even as an adult, to be at their house. I get it. Their parents are home or whatever the case may be, but
yeah, that's what
know.
You do when you're 15, 14 years old. You go to each other's home.
No,
houses.
You go to the movies. You go to the mall. You go to sporting events. This person says, if she's worried about inappropriate things happening, not allowing him to meet her is creating just that. They will find a way to meet the parents and have them go to an event together. They're right.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what her circumstances are either. She might just live alone, you know?
Right.
You say right.
Right, she could.
Yeah, she's got her own place.
She very well could. She's like, I got emancipated at 14. We're like, okay.
Great. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I met my husband online in my early 40s, and that has been one of the best decisions of my life. My thought is, if they have spoken on the phone and they've been keeping in contact for months, I would absolutely allow them to meet with some safety precautions in place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no harm in them meeting, Katie. You know, like I said, your son's 15. They're both gamers. They clearly have a lot in common.
Gamers.
You know, let him meet. Let him go to the basketball game. You know, the kid's been patient. He's been asking. And if you trust him, then, you know, eventually those hangouts at church will eventually turn into sleepovers. But by then, you'll be comfortable enough. There are side, and listen, I joke about this, but it seriously blows my mind how many parents allow their 16-year-old daughter to have sleepovers with their boyfriend at home. I don't get it.
I know.
But whatever, you do you.
You do you. That is a newer thing, because that was never a thing when I was growing up.
Oh, my God. I was 20 years old, and I allowed my 21-year-old girlfriend to sleep at my parents' separate rooms. My dad was pissed. I'm like, Daddy, chill. This is no big deal.
21.
She was drinking. I wasn't, because I'm underage.
Sure.
So mad. Because it was a respect thing. You just didn't do it. So I never thought about asking. Shauna says, I arranged.
Because I didn't ask. I just did it.
Yeah, that was the problem. Shauna says, I say arrange a meetup at a place like a fast food joint with at least one of the other parents. And then you can all be at ease. He's talked to her already for at least a couple of months. So at least they know the other is an actual person. This isn't some random weirdo from another country. That's right. True.
I think the biggest thing is get the initial meetup out of the way so that you know it's not a 40-year-old man. Okay, this person says, when I was that age, I met a guy online, talked to him for about a year before we met. He lived in Syracuse. Mm. My mom drove me out to meet him and his mother, and we stayed together for 2 years in high school. Just be involved and let your son be able to be honest with you. That's the biggest thing.
Would that be
not the Syracuse love story from Rochester?
My cousin years back met up with a guy she was chatting with online for over a year. She became really close, and as soon as she put her trust into him, he ended up stealing over $10,000 from him. So I say no to meeting anyone from online. All right, well, I'm not sure if she has that amount of cash on hand.
It's a very niche situation, but thank you.
Can you imagine if we're all sitting here just talking Katie into letting her 15-year-old son meet up with this girl, and then it turns out to be another principal or school teacher from Hilton School District?
Posing to be a 14-year-old on Snapchat.
Right. Let me get to one more here. Megan says, I think this mom is being overprotective. I'm frankly disbelieving that a 15-year-old hasn't managed to meet a girl he is dating who already lives in his own city. But whatever. There are some simple solutions that could put your mind at ease, like having him FaceTime the girl so you guys can chat and get to know one another. My vote is to let them meet up. Yeah, Katie, why can't you just FaceTime her?
Right.
I doubt she doesn't have a cell phone at 15. So 100%, let them meet and go from there.
We just turned into Judge Judy.
He's been patient. Let's see the receipts.
Every segment, we're just like, slamming the gavel.
You know what it is? I just enjoy this sound effect. That's what it is. I like using it.
I love it.
So
we're
yeah,
not yuck your yum.
No, we're not. Majority of people here are saying yes. Don't be a helicopter mom, Katie. Although we can totally understand your concern, especially with today's day and age. I think it would be healthy for you guys to just all sit down and meet. What's the harm in going to a basketball game?
Especially or the youth group.
Or Dunkin'. You know, yeah. Kids are drinking coffee today, right? Thank you guys for all the messages for parental. We appreciate it. Katie, thank you for your message. Good luck with that. We'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings. Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy.